if you got a lot of acid addictions right now, as acid addictions are like cigarettes or alcohol or coffee, where you got to have it, and you get yourself alkaline, this is not a willpower thing. You won't go through the headaches and all that crap people do. That headaches is all the acid that's released back into your body now as you start to cleanse. It's in the cells, in the fat. And when you stop giving acid, the body goes, all right, we got a chance to get rid of this stuff. Put it in the blood and let's get it out. When it puts it back in the blood, you get this headache and you're detoxifying, it's called. I'm going to show you how you can detoxify without all the pain, which is really wonderful, by having enough alkalinity to deal with those things. Does that sound good? It's really important, really important. So anyway, the point of the matter is, I look at my blood and I got candida in there, so no wonder my energy's not as high. Sure, I'm living well, supposedly. Now, what caused the candida? That's the part I want to understand. Because look at me, I eat really well, I really do. I thought, well, you know, candida's feeding on sugar. I don't eat sugar, but, you know, I'm vegetarian. And I see a lot of vegetarians. The meat eaters always look at them and go, I don't want to look like that. Well, that's because they're eating tofu and drinking milk and eating cheese and eating all that crap that's horrible for them, but also they eat all kinds of carbohydrates that convert into sugar, and sugar ultimately, taken in mass, becomes acid in the system. It has an acid ash. So does protein, has an acid ash. You go, what's left to eat? You know, don't tell me you're gonna talk to me about veggies, are you? We're not getting there, are we?
Yep.
But I also wanna show you how you can have like a big salad, drink a green drink, and get most of your alkalinity from that so you can still have the food you have, maybe in hopefully a little bit smaller quantity because you won't desire it as much as you become more alkaline and more balanced. The point of the matter is, I start looking at this and going, boy, I know what it is it's the pastas, it's the carbs, and I always had fruit from breakfast till noon. I've taught people that for years. I'm dead wrong about that. And the reason I'm dead wrong about that, and I didn't know, and it served me well because fruit cleansed me, it was great, gave me energy. What I didn't realize was we live in a society where most of our food is processed. And as we're eating all this processed food, we're getting so much acid that eating a bunch of fruit on top of it adds that much more sugar and creates more candida. How many follow that? Okay? So I'm not saying fruit's not good. I'm saying you don't want to consume excess amounts of it, especially if you've got a diet that has lots of other carbs in it, because you're creating an environment. Now follow me. We'll come full circle now. You're creating an environment that these little creatures will proliferate. Right, because they got a feeding ground, right? The rats don't come until there's enough trash to feed them. When there's all this trash, they're gonna come, and once they get there, they tell their friends, right? They camp out, and they grow and expand and create more of a problem, don't they? So you don't wanna create trash inside. Trash inside starts with the acid, and then it starts to create more and more challenges, and as we do this, as we become more acidic, as we get more sugar in our bloodstream, we create the things that suck our energy away. As I started to say, when they're done with your sugars, these yeasts start to eat your proteins. They start to literally break down your soft tissues and your muscle mass. So if you're real flabby and all that stuff, you know, I don't know the real statistic. There are books that claim, there's some scientists that now claim that as much as 70% of the population is infected with yeast and candida. I mean, it sounds to me extreme, except when you look at the lifestyle of most people, then you go, maybe it's not extreme. But you can find out very easily by doing a blood test, and you gotta cleanse it out. The good news is you can cleanse it out easily. All you gotta do is alkalize the bloodstream, because this environment that the yeast grows in has to be acidic, right? You change it, it's like you can try and kill the yeast, you know, that's what a lot of people do. Think about this. If you've got, let's say, a stale pond and there are mosquitoes everywhere, and you take out some DDT and you kill all those mosquitoes, does that solve the problem? No, what's gonna happen? More mosquitoes are gonna come because you haven't dealt with the source of the problem. Right? It's the stale water that's the problem. It's the environment, guys. It's always the environment. And the good news is we're in total control of that. So the principles I'm going to take you through in a few minutes are really how to create that environment in a way that doesn't make your lifestyle a pain in the butt, that's really easy. In fact, it's six gifts you can give yourself that are going to alkalize you and energize you. And then it's four things you want to avoid. You want to reduce, if you can do it, eliminate them from your life, because they're just pure poison. They make you acidic, they destroy the system, they break your cells down, and then it gets accelerated. And by the way, even your teeth, think about this. If you talk to your dentist has been educated, they'll tell you sugar doesn't burn holes in teeth. It's the sugar as it metabolizes into acid, which all sugars do, it drills a hole in your teeth. It's the acid that does that. Now imagine that acid going through your organs, through your tissues. Imagine that you have a genetic strengths and weaknesses. If yours is in the prostate, gentlemen, The asset will go there, and that's where you're going to experience the biggest problem. If it's in your breast that's that situation for a woman, it's going to go there. It's going to go wherever your weak point is. If your liver's weak, it's going to go there. The weakest part of your body is where the acids will settle, because that part of the body can't clean up the mess as quickly. Does that make sense? And so then you pay the price in your weak place. So you must be alkaline. That's this whole conversation is, number one, how do we alkalize the body? Why do we alkalize the body? Because we've got to have the 7.36. And again, you can do this. You can go by today. Go pick up those things, put it in your mouth, and see where you are. I'm going to give you something to do today that will instantaneously begin to create that change, and where you can measure it on that same tape to see you get your alkalinity back so you're not wiping yourself out. For myself, before I do a seminar like this, is this an acidic experience, do you think? Not because of pain, but because the amount of anaerobic state, at least for me, and probably for you too, right? A little more for me than you, but you're joining me when we're going like this full tilt, and we're going all day, bam, 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 cranking, right? Eyes moving, jumping, going. All that produces acid. The body's designed to do that and get rid of it. The problem is, when you stack that on the acid you already have from the rest of your lifestyle and your diet, now it might get overwhelming. And for me, I don't just come for one weekend like you are. This is my life. So when I'm gearing up for a program like this, or I'm doing a program like Date with Destiny or Mastery, Life Mastery for 9 days, at the end of that, I'd be wiped. Now what I do is I load up on alkalinity in advance. I drink alkalinity. I take it in. I eat in an alkaline way on a regular basis. But I have some specific colloidal products. Colloidals are the smallest particles things break down into. And they're delivered not through the digestive tract where it can get burned out, but directly under the tongue in a sublingual way. So it gets 98% of it gets absorbed directly in my bloodstream. So I take these, and I have zinc, for example, and manganese, right? All those different elements, so that when I come here and crank, my recovery is fantastic. I don't break down.